shit, cause we're really, if it's all that you got. Metal shields on wood, pushed to our back. There's a splinter in your eye, it reads rehab. They shifted the statues for harboring ghosts. Red man out, got a red blues. When we danced the boys, the hooters got out. She gathered the corners, collared her gown. She said, ooh, is worth it, it's all that you got. Metal shields on wood, pushed to our back. There's a splinter in your eye, it reads, reacts. Yeah.
This is Nat and Bridget, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We are just getting set up here. Every time I come into the studio, I open my computer and it's just never ready for what's to come. But anyways, that's no problem. We've got a playlist entitled 7-7, and we're going to get into the lore. And to kick us off, we have Blue Bossa by Eddie Daniels, which I have never heard, but Bridget has. Saxophone and clarinet lore. Very excited. Been thinking about, I was thinking about marching band today, and I kind of miss it. Anyways, more about that soon. But yeah, thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll be back with some words and some tunes for the next hour or so. So yeah, if it's sunny where you are, I hope you can enjoy the sunny sky. If it's not, know that there's a sunny sky behind whatever's going on, I guess. And yeah. All right, that was Blue Bossa by Eddie Daniels, and
heck yeah.
Inside Out by Spoon.
Yeah, Spoon!
Yeah!
That's a great album, guys. That one is from Greg Durfus. Huge shout out to Greg Durfus.
Greg Durfus.
Of New Jersey, and his little lizard. I miss that guy.
Did he bring his lizard abroad?
No, but I actually went to his house in New Jersey. Because after I went abroad, no, after spring break, I went to New York,
mm-hmm.
and I was really sick because I had like a stomach bug, real. But I delayed my bus another day so that I could get healthy and like go see him and hang out with him.
Yeah.
And we went to Washington Square Park, and then I slept at his parents' house in New Jersey.
Awesome.
And met his lizard.
No way.
Yeah, way.
That's so... See, like, when you take time to take care of yourself, you, like, learn more things, kind of.
Yeah, or, and like, you can do everything you want to do.
Yeah.
It can still happen. It just is, like, a little bit later.
Yeah, the joy of just being able to slow down a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good about the stomach bug, though.
No, but it was, like, a little bit self-imposed.
Yeah. It's life. Yeah, so really enjoyed both of those tunages.
Yeah, more tunages coming.
Yes. With Blue Bossa, you were talking about how you listened to that song a lot before, or like after you got back?
Yeah, right after I got back, it was winter break. Mm-hmm. So I went in the fall. And we went with my sisters to go see family. I don't know if there was really a particular occasion, but, you know, we were in Michigan.
Yeah.
We were there for probably like a week. All the Finkelsteins were there, so it's like super chaos.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all at my Aunt Martha's house, and it's all just like sitting on the couch, crossword puzzles, entertaining the little ones, cooking, doing lots of dishes, not many like activities or leaving the house. But we were staying in a hotel room, and so I would like wake up before my sisters all the time.
Yeah.
And just like listen to music to pass the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like my favorite one to listen to. Yeah. In the mornings, because it was like
there are a lot of parts to pay attention to.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not so direct, like it's really like light, easy listening.
Mm-hmm.
Early morning, you don't have to think about much, you can just look and observe.
Yeah.
At the, you like look, I was like, you know, be looking at like the hotel parking lot with like snow on it, and just like the glow.
Yeah, I almost want to say, well, background noise, but not in the sense that it's not something you're paying attention to.
Mm.
Or it's not something you're paying attention to.
Mm.
But I think, yeah, at that transition period of like coming back from like a huge moment in your life,
escapade.
Yeah. And like you are the only like thing plucked from that whole context, and you're carrying it with you. And then I think it's just so important to have like a soundtrack to that. Yeah. Almost even,
yeah,
especially one that yeah, it's like so jazzy and fluid, and it like you're taught or kind of like the repeats that go throughout it, or like you add a little bit more each time. I think like every time like you reflect about a past experience, literally in your brain, like when you have a memory, like every time you remember it, it kind of shifts a little bit.
Yeah.
And alters. And then like in jazz, I guess, like the refrain is repeated and altered. And I don't know, when you think about the experience you just had, like, yeah, you see it in yourself in like a new way every time you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so... kind of like, yeah, the background noise needed to be there.
Yeah,
to make the noise now make sense.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really agree that it's a different type of attention. It's like a more open attention. And yeah, it slipped me right back into a much slower state of being, which was really nice. It's good to just like be like, you know, I'm with my family, I can just focus on this, and I can go have a wild, crazy adventure, but it's like I come back to the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's the nice thing about repetition, too, is like it's a little different, but the base of it is still the same, reliable. It's what you know and love, and it's, yeah.
Yeah, I think, or just thinking about the things you always come back to, been thinking about that a lot, or like, what is that, like, I don't know, the core of my being or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, sometimes all that I can think of is like, I don't know, I will always have like my nuclear family that is so extremely formative in my human experience. And also, yeah, I'm going to see my family later next week.
Nice.
I'm so excited because my dad's turning 60.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Big occasion.
I'm so excited. But I think it's so cool. Like, we're all growing at the same time, but, you know, on a little bit of a different time scale. And, like, my parents have a lot more experiences than I do. But I love coming back together. And then there's a lot of the time there's like not always like a full concrete understanding of one another, and like every mm-hmm. single moment as like we're all navigating very different like identities and like spheres of life and like careers and stuff, but then we come back and like sometimes it's nothing makes sense, but you know there's love there, and mm-hmm. returning to that and their refrain, and like it just it feels a little different every time, but it's always there.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah,
it's very cool stuff.
It is very yeah. cool stuff.
Makes me just want to be able to play the saxophone.
Yeah, yeah, as well as Dan, what's his name? Yeah,
no, exactly. Yeah, well, maybe further into the playlist we go.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anything in particular?
I would love to hear Paperback Writer by the Beatles.
Okay, right, this sounds now. Incredible. I've never heard. Learning a lot of things today. So, without further ado, here is Paperback Writer by the Beatles.
Sweet.
Paperback Writer. Chips cashed in, keep trucking like the doodah man. Together, more or less in line, just keep trucking home, home, home.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York got the ways and means and just won't let you be.
The cats that you meet on the streets speak of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone.
chugging like the Duda man once told me. You got to pay your hand sometimes, the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down.
You know she isn't the same. Living on Reds, vitamin C, and cocaine. All a friend can say is ain't it a shame.
Trucking up to Buffalo, been thinking you got to mellow slow. It takes time to pick a place to go. Just keep trucking on home.
Staring out of the hotel window. Got a tip, they're gonna kick the door in again. I'd like to get some sleep before I travel, but if you got a warrant, I guess you're gonna come in.
Busted down on Bourbon Street, set up like a bowling pin. Knocked down, it gets to wearing thin. It just won't let you be.
Sick of hanging around and you like to travel. Get tired of traveling, you want to settle down. I guess I can't revoke yourself trying. Get out of the door, light out and look all around.
Sometimes the light's all shining on me. Other times I can barely see.
That was Paperback Writer by the Beatles and Truckin' by the Grateful Dead.
We're all very grateful for them.
We are. I gotta get more into their lore. I've been listening to From the Mars Hotel, which has a song my uncle showed me called Scarlet Begonias, but then on the note of like lyrics or like what you listen to in songs or whatever, there's just a lyric that's like, I've never been right, but I've also never been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It seldom happens the way it does in the song or whatever. Mm. I'm like, so true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing has to be known right now, which is, very difficult to be present sometimes. But
yes,
that's okay.
True.
That's
okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Like, it doesn't have to be serious or like certain.
Right.
Was listening to a podcast earlier, like, nothing makes or. Philosophy is interesting, but yeah, kind of nothing makes sense. But I think humans are kind of the biology we're confined to is like, you know, it runs and is structured by things that are supposed to make sense or something. I don't know.
I feel like I'm always trying to make sense of things, and then it's like my sense isn't the sense that actually like runs things, you know?
Yeah. Also thinking about, have been thinking about how humans are wired to perceive time. Like, you know, the sunrise and sunset. I think most animals that are like on land and stuff like have a circadian clock or like some part of their brain that's able to perceive time. But with that also introduces, I don't know, so much existential thought that like we're just at the whim of time.
And other people's time, you know, like I feel like animals that like they kind of base the time that they live on the other species that like they're around, and like when those species are out that they eat, you know, like when the worms are out early in the morning, the early bird gets the worm. And so the birds wake up early to get the worms. And like living with these, living with people kind of sets up the parameters of your day in terms of timing. I didn't think about that one.
Yeah. Do you feel like you, I don't know if this relates at all to what you just said, but I don't know. I feel like in terms of syncing up with like the people in my house, like I wake up before everybody, cause I have work. And then the whole, like everyone else's day is like a mystery to me, but I love the days when I don't have to get up so early and I like, everyone's kind of up like in the morning and makes their little noises in the kitchen.
I really like, two things. One is like sitting with my roommates and like we're drinking coffee, but we're not talking. We're just sitting together. And then also like living with people, but like being up before everybody in the house, just me just sitting on the porch. That's a nice feeling.
I do love the alone on the porch moment for sure. Wait, I'm also just looking at PSAs because technically it's time.
Time to let the people know.
I'm thinking about this emergency preparedness one is looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Also, what was I going to say? Like, I feel like recently, like, I cannot stay awake past, like, midnight core. And I'm, like, I'm really fine with that. Like, I think about back to COVID. Easily was going to bed by, like, 4 or 5 a.m., waking up 4 or 5 p.m. And I'm so happy to be where I'm at now. Like, it's... When I was waking up at 4, I was like, I cannot imagine being up a minute earlier than what I just woke up at. And, to know things get better or, like, make more sense. But also, we're so sensitive.
There's more to do with the day now.
Yeah. When you have no structure or time or things to do or, like, that was... It totally coincided with such a period of, like, the floor is not under your feet. Yeah. And, like, yeah, being in a chamber without light.
Floor is lava.
Exactly. Could not stand.
That was a terrible... Did you ever watch that really bad TV show that was...
The Floor is Lava. I think I watched an episode and I was like...
It's crazy what we were making in that time.
This has to be let go. But anyways, mornings are super special. And I feel like... do you want to read the PSA also?
I love reading things.
How you say... sunrise is too early for me to see now, but trust I will be. I'll hopefully see it later this summer. But more about sunrises and sunsets later.
And in the meantime, emergency preparedness. All right, PSA. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a food supply stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on.
Not good.
It's a good PSA.
So true.
Really important to learn. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening.
Speaking of listening, more tunes up next. The world is our oyster a little bit, and by our oyster I mean this 15 song playlist. Anything we are looking to hear?
The thing I think I see is She's a Troublemaker by Joan Baez.
Period. Very early Joan. Is this, wait. I've never heard of Joan Baez, but I'm about to, so.
I think you're gonna love her.
Yay! Okay, here is She's a Troublemaker by Joan Baez.
I'll sing you a song that I think was written to be sung while people are still walking into the hall. Watch out, boys. Look who's coming down the street. She's so fine. Looks so very sweet. Watch out. She's a troublemaker. Watch out. She's a heartbreaker. She'll break your heart. Tear it apart. She broke up Jerry and John, found somebody new. Now Jerry is all alone. Watch out, she's a troublemaker. Watch out, she's a heartbreaker. She'll break your heart, tear it apart. She's only out to see how many love affairs she can bring.
Jesus on the cross, on a hill called Calvary. Do you hate mankind for what they've done to you? He said, talk of love, not hate. Things to do, it's getting late. I've so little time and I'm only passing through. Passing through, passing. Now you're out, what are you going to do? Plant some crops and pray for rain. Maybe raise a little cane. I'm an orphan now, and I'm only passing through. Passing through. How come the men here suffer like they do? Men will suffer, men will fight, even die for what is right, even though they know they're only passing through. Passing through, passing through. side on the night before he died. He said one war must come out of World War II. Yankee, Russian, white or tan, he said a man is still a man. We're all on one road, we're only passing through. Passing through.
Blew his love a ballad that was not enough for her, so he blew her a lobster salad. Blow a little louder, love, show me that you're thinking of your honey. Blow a little louder, love, show me that you love me. That's the only words I could think of.
She has one that she hasn't sung.
Have you?
Well, I'd rather not try that, actually. I haven't tried it enough more to do it well.
Why don't you just sing it and we won't record it?
Oh, I can do that.
I'd have to hear it again.
Let's hear how it goes.
This has a biblical text. I have considered the lily. They never toil, they only bloom. They never feel chilly or tired or silly, and they don't need much room. I have considered the lilies. I have considered how they grow. Tell me how to be a lily, if you know. Oh, lilies toil not, neither do they spin. I'm gonna take my working papers and turn them in. I'm handing over my pencil and pen. I won't be needing my broom again. I'll bloom by day, I'll bloom by night, and blooming will be my delight. Bright tiger lily, still water lily, see how they all dilly-dally. Look at the day lily, lemon lily, calla lily, and the lovely little lilies of the valley. Oh, lilies toil not, neither do they spin. I'm gonna take my working papers and turn them in. To be more splendid than Solomon, I'd walk around wearing the morning sun. The sun by day, the moon by night, and blooming will be my delight. It would be fun, but I'm afraid that I would freeze. King Solomon was not arrayed like one of these. So I can't afford to dilly-dally. I've got to work for my cotton, work for my denim, linen, and damask and challis. Not like the day lily, lemon lily, calla lily, and the lovely little lilies of the valley. I have considered the lilies. I have considered how they grow. Tell me how to be a lily, if you know.
Yeah. Welcome back.
That was...
I have considered the lilies.
I have considered the lilies. Connie Converse. Learning new things every day, every minute, every hour. So crazy. So much to hold all the time. And then before that was Unknown, A Little Louder Love. What was the lyric about the lobsters?
Yeah, the lobster salad.
Yeah.
He blew his love a ballad. That was not enough for her, so he blew her a lobster salad.
Boom. Wait, was it the ballad and the salad or just the salad that... Actually, arbitrary.
Wait, throw it out there.
Well, think about... Why wouldn't a ballad be enough? Or, like, maybe it was a mid-ballad.
I don't know. Maybe she was hungry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to appreciate the ballad, she had to have the lobster salad first.
Yeah.
You know when, like, you're hungry and all you can focus on is, like... I need to eat something.
Been there as a human. Like, yeah. Well, I think that's kind of... It doesn't have to be made profound, but, you know, in the hierarchy of needs, like, I don't know, people being able to meet you at a fundamental level versus, like, the top of the pyramid where you're just able to write ballads and just woo people. Anyways, and then also we listened to Passing Through by Bridget St. John, and She's a Troublemaker by Joan Baez.
Yeah, lots of folksy women on today.
Yes, folksy core. All great stuff. I have a lot of food for thought later. So.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Something to digest.
Something to digest AF. Nice.
Yeah.
Any...
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have considered the lilies. I listen to a lot.
Lily Marinelli, if you're out there, you are so deeply missed.
Yes, and loved. And felt right here. Considered.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I sent her that song, and I had, like, such a shower routine where I would have, like, songs for each part of the shower routine.
Oh, no way.
And it, like, fit the timing really nicely, which, like, is a thing.
Gotta get like that.
And that is the song that I would always listen to when I would do my hair.
Yeah.
At the end of the... I would put my products in my hair and be listening to I've Considered the Lilies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, put it up on top of my head.
Aww.
And, yeah. And then I was like, Lily Marinelli needs this song. And I sent it to her. And, yeah, I love that girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a special one.
There's so, so many special people on the planet. And I think a good lesson that I've been learning, or, like, I don't know, growing up and stuff, it's, like, I think some part about my upbringing or just, like, life or how I thought I would be able to impact the world is, like, I have to be more special than everyone, or, like, specialness is, it's relative to other people, but it's totally not. And also, it's, like, you need... all of these songs, you need all of these people to depict the universe and landscapes of your heart and such. And anyways,
yeah, to populate the landscape of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
To have like plants and trees growing and make it full and rich and vibrant. Yeah. Everybody's special. Everybody's got something cool going on.
So true.
And the great thing about living with people is you get to like get into the mix of it.
It's really special.
It all very. You get to, you know, walk through that landscape, mm-hmm. like turn over rocks. Like, what's under this one?
Yeah. It is so I don't know. I think. Feeling like you're in a significant moment in time, I think that means like all the people that, you know, come into your path at special moments in time. I don't know. Just to know everyone's on their own path and doing their own thing all the time, and you get to intersect with that at some point. It just feels very special, and I'm just so grateful for it. And I guess on that note, with 6 minutes to spare, I guess you never can say goodbye to people because you always carry them with you no matter what. I think I think about like in memory and stuff, it's like, or just the person you are and become, like you can't physically separate the person you are from the people you've met. Because they are built into your mind and memory, and you can't imagine or perceive yourself outside of the mind and memory that you have, which is inherently shaped by the people you meet, and it's all full circle all the time.
And this song is courtesy of Seth Gordon.
Thank you, Seth Gordon. Nice. This has been Nat
and Bridget,
and you have been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you enjoyed the folksy vibes today. And tune in whenever we are back. And enjoy that you can never say goodbye. It's actually called Never Can Say Goodbye by Gloria Gaynor. Exciting stuff. I don't think I've heard this song, and I'm about to float in space.
Yeah.
With it as a soundtrack. So thank you for tuning in today. And yeah, we'll be played out by the band.
Yeah. It's not quite goodbye.